Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 67. We're going to be reading it twice. For the first time, we're going to read it in the New King James Version. And the second time we read it is going to be in the Good News Translation. This is a psalm of David and it's to be accompanied by people playing stringed instruments. I don't have any stringed instruments today, but we are still going to read the psalm. So let's read together from the NKJV, Psalm 67. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And now we read the same psalm again from the Good News Translation. God, be merciful to us and bless us. Look on us with kindness, so that the whole world may know your will. So that all nations may know your salvation. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, because you judge the peoples with justice and guide every nation on earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. The land has produced its harvest. God, our God, has blessed us. God has blessed us. May all people everywhere honor him. So this is Psalm 67, and it is a song about praise. We get a request at the beginning. Be merciful to us. Bless us. May your face shine upon us. And you might recognize these words. There's a famous blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. To have God's face shine upon us, what does that mean? Well, the Good News Translation helps us. It's to look upon us with kindness. To see God's face. And why do we want to know God's mercy and blessings? Well, so that the whole earth may know who God is. That they may see these blessings and think, I want some of that. Twice we get this phrase, may the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Praising God is for all people, and God calls all people to be with him. And this phrase is repeated twice, a bit like a chorus to a song. Let all the peoples praise you. And we shouldn't grow tired of praying that everyone around the world would hear about who God is and bring him praise, would hear about his mercy and bring him praise, to hear about his amazing blessings and bring him praise. We also get this phrase, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. And normally, judgment is spoken about in a negative light. People think about the day of judgment as a scary thing. But as we read in a previous psalm, we know that in the world there are so many judgments which aren't right. There are so many rulers that don't judge rightly, that bring pain and hurt to their people. And yet when we read that God judges righteously, that when he governs well, this brings us hope and joy and peace, because God is a good judge. He is a righteous judge. He isn't one who makes mistakes or takes bribes. But he is the one who is full of justice and righteousness. So we pray that we would see everyone on earth come to know God's righteousness and not our own. And we pray for God's blessing and mercy, that it would be evident to all. Let all the peoples praise you, Lord. So this has been a short psalm today, Psalm 67, an invitation for all of the world to know who God is, to bring him praise, to know his blessings, and to rejoice in his righteousness, to rejoice in his justice, to rejoice in his guidance. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.